Welcome back to the Citizen Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, we will share some new updates with you and also dive into Jack Hillegas's story and the pushback he's been receiving. But first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. Speaking of our website, we have some exciting updates to share with you. We've made a couple of changes. When you visit our homepage now, you'll find new features. You can sign up for our newsletter, watch our Who We Are video, check out our recent press releases to see our impact, and even make a donation. After that, head over to our Resources tab where you can explore our toolkits, browse our border crisis page, and read our reports. In our Media tab, you'll find all our interviews, CDF shows, and press releases. And guess what? You can now switch our website to Spanish. A huge thank you to everyone who's worked on this project. Visit our website today because there are many more additions waiting for you. In a world often overshadowed by divisiveness and discord, a beacon of hope shines brightly in the small community of Lake Wales, Florida. Jack Hillegas, Lake Wales mayor and pastor of High Point Church, has linked arms with his congregation and his community to encourage every citizen to lend their voice, their passion, and their hearts to the pursuit of preserving freedom for themselves and future generations. Pastor Hillegas, who became mayor of Lake Wales in 2022, has been a strong voice in his community and an advocate for civic engagement. Following Pastor Hillegas's recent initiative to promote voter registration during church services, The Ledger, a local news outlet, published an extensive article that criticized Pastor Hillegas and his congregation as they navigate the intersection between faith and politics. Critics argued that Pastor Hillegas's actions blur the lines between religion and government and fosters divisiveness within the community. Despite these challenges and vilification, Pastor Hillegas and his supporters maintain their commitment to uphold their faith, values, and principles on which this nation was founded. Pastor Hillegas stated, "I would encourage every pastor to encourage their congregation to get engaged and for every Christian to be a part of their city's politics." Citizens Defending Freedom firmly believes that individuals should not be discouraged from bringing their beliefs and values into the public sphere. Thanks to the Supreme Court's decision to end the Lemon Test, it is not only permissible, but also desirable for men of faith like Pastor Hillegas to actively engage in the direction of their communities and ultimately our nation. That's it for today. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is Psalms 84:11. "For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children, help ensure election integrity, and encourage pastors to get engaged. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.